Talk Live. We are here launching into the second hour of the program, and you can, of course, bring us anything that you want at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Skype, not available tonight because we're live on location at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's the 2013 edition. They've done something like seven of these things at this point, and I've had the good fortune to be able to attend every single one of them. And the event just keeps getting better year after year as more wonderful people get a clue about the Free State Project. I mean, the Free State Project, for me, is part of my life. I made the move here back in 2006 to get more active because in Florida, I didn't really feel like I was doing anything of importance with activism. But up here, there's just so much to do. You can't even possibly do all of it. And the Liberty Forum has that feel to it. When you're here, you want to be one place, but there's also something going on over on the other side of the hotel, and you've got to really be choosy about what you end up doing. And one of those things is seeing great speakers, panel discussions, and then also just standing in the lobby and talking with people. In fact, there was a kind of a party, I guess, in the lobby a couple hours ago, and it was so loud in there, you know, you had to lean in to hear what people were saying to you, and there wasn't any pounding music. This was all from conversations that people were having with one another. And by the way, Mark has decided to evacuate the show here this evening and has left me with someone who's much better. Jeffrey Tucker is sitting here on microphone number two. Jeffrey, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
It's really great to
and
meet
lean right on in close to that.
Now, you know, I was going to say about the Free State Project, you have to actually come here to see it, to believe it, because otherwise it's just, you know, print. It's just stuff you read about, and to live it and to meet the people and to be a part of the ethos is really a kind of transformative experience.
You must have liked it because you were here last year and now you're back.
Yeah, no, I mean it was a very important moment for me last year to see, in effect, I mean, people trying to live freer lives, and it's something that had never quite occurred to me that you could take the present system and still, you know, live a better life, you know, pursue happiness in whatever way you can. And what does that require? That requires entrepreneurship. I mean, it requires creativity, really, because it's not easy. Yes. It's very easy to give up and go, oh, well, we live under a despotism.
Sure.
To heck with it. But here you see that kind of intellectual entrepreneurship and real life entrepreneurship taking place, and it's a beautiful thing to see all the different ways people are coming up with to live a freer life, and it's inspiring.
And I think you're going to be sitting in with me at least until further notice.
Yeah, glad to.
Yeah, so yeah. Thanks for doing that. We've actually got somebody else in the studio with us here, Steve Cobb, who is a longtime Free State Project participant. You've been involved since before the vote, if I'm recalling correctly, Steve. Is that right?
Pretty much.
And lean in as close as you
pretty
can.
Pretty much since day one.
Yeah. Okay, great. And so you were in the original, like the Yahoo group where this idea was generated?
Yeah, Yahoo group.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. Now, it's been a long time. It was 2001 when the Free State Project was formed.
Yep, it was right after 9/11. I was in Germany at the time, actually, not even here. So none of us organizers had ever met each other. We were all in different states or countries.
Yeah. And now many of them live here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And you do as well. So you've come to Free Talk Live tonight to talk about voting and a specific voting system. Is that right?
Yes, an alternative voting system.
Tell me about it. What is it?
Well, there's many voting systems besides the one that we take for granted.
This one's awful that we currently
have. The one that we currently have is awful, but people don't usually question it. It's called plurality voting, where you get to pick only one candidate. There's many other systems. They're usually they're rating. You rate them on a scale of 1 to 10 or 0 to 10 or something. And there's the ranking systems where you say this is my first choice, second choice, third choice. And all of those systems are better than what we have now.
Yeah.
But only one is both better and simpler even than what we have today.
Okay.
Which is called approval voting, which is, you could say simply it's voting for as many as you want. But what you're really doing is you're rating each of the candidates on a scale of 0 to 1. So thumbs up or down
for
each of the candidates.
Mm. This person's acceptable, this person's not.
Right.
So, and then they just total up whoever's got the most acceptable votes?
Same software we have today, same ballots we have today. Just total up the votes, but gives dramatically better results.
Does this exist anywhere in the United States?
Dartmouth College uses it, for example,
okay,
here in New Hampshire.
But no governmental system
no.
has implemented this.
No.
Where does it exist in the world? Anywhere?
In professional societies.
Okay.
No government anywhere
does this.
No. It was developed by actually someone from New Hampshire, Professor Stephen Brams. He's in New York now, but he's come out to testify to the State House here in the past.
So what do you want to do with this? I mean, propose it as legislation?
We had a bill in 2 years ago, in 2011. It's a bit of it's cultural change, and it worries the establishment.
Oh, yeah, they don't like change, that's for sure.
Well, they've got good reasons. Secretary of State Bill Gardner is very concerned about maintaining the First Nation primary, so any challenge to the status quo is he would like to see it used somewhere else first.
Mm-hmm.
So even though you can demonstrate the real problems that our current system has, the vote splitting, for example, I've heard it said that Bob Ginta lost in this last election because the Libertarian candidate split the vote. Have you heard that?
I don't really pay close attention to what politics, goes on in Manchester, but...
He himself has acknowledged that.
Yeah.
So this system would eliminate the spoiler problem.
Got it.
You'd have no more situations like Ralph Nader. You know, Al Gore should have won the 2000 election, right? But Ralph Nader split the vote. This would eliminate the ability of third parties to split the vote from the major parties.
And people could still vote for their third-party candidate of choice.
That's right. So it helps both sides. Win-win for the major and minor parties.
Because that's a big problem, isn't it? I mean, this is one reason people are a little bit reluctant to vote for third parties, because they're afraid of that.
The wasted votes. And
yeah, the wasted vote. I mean, I don't personally see it that way, really. I mean, it seems to me that your vote really probably doesn't matter in the end in any case. So if you're going to go to the trouble of going to the polling place, why not vote for some crazy person?
Make your statement.
Right.
That's very libertarian of you.
Right. But not everybody. You're saying your point is that not... This is not the normal bourgeois habit.
Game theorists would probably, or kind of would call that not rational.
Yeah,
the rational thing to do is to not vote your conscience. It's to make your vote count as much as possible to get the maximum return on it.
But isn't the present system sort of structured to do exactly what it does? I mean, isn't it the right system from the point of view of the power elite?
Mm. I tend to discount conspiracy theories, but if one were a conspiracy theorist,
I don't think that's too large of a leap. But
no.
I mean,
one would say that.
Isn't the system more or less kind of owned by the state in a way?
The current voting system is so bad that you think that somebody must have done this on purpose.
Uh-huh.
This theory has been known for over 200 years.
Mm.
Okay, some of the more famous voting systems, they were developed by French philosophers literally 200 years ago. So this is a well-understood problem, and it's just amazing that most people don't know about it, and even more amazing that most libertarians don't know about it, which is why I'm here. I want to educate our activists on the subject so that they can go out and educate the
Well, what are the
masses.
Prospects for reform, do you think?
I'd say, like, decriminalizing marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask most people, it'll never happen, but we know it will.
It is happening, apparently.
Yeah, there you go.
There were just three hearings the other day about it. And, you know, Jeffrey, in New Hampshire, your vote can make a difference. I've seen it happen.
Mm.
There's a guy here, he's actually at the convention, Tim, who was elected, I believe, in Nashua. And he was elected he won his primary by one vote.
Yeah.
And this guy is an anarchist. I mean, he... During his campaign, did not hide the fact that he is an anarchist, and he ended up getting into the vote as a Democrat on the ballot and ended up winning the election. So one vote made a difference.
I have a sense that New Hampshire is sort of the outlying case.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure about that, but I've heard so many spectacular stories of people getting involved in politics and really making a difference in the state.
Believe it or not.
And, you know, it makes me a little reluctant to be too dogmatic on this point, because I tend to be, you know, a little bit suspicious. I mean, I tend to discourage political activism.
I'm with you.
But, and yet, you really do see the effects here in New Hampshire.
Steve Cobb, thanks for sitting in with us. Really appreciate it. We've got more guests coming up here all night long. Jeffrey Tucker's going to be sitting in with me until further notice. I don't know if it's the rest of the show or however long you want to sit in. That's fine. Mark's fired. We're hiring a new co-host. 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And actually, we'll get to your calls as well if you would like to chat with us here. Live from the 2013 Liberty Forum, this is Free Talk Live.
gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about...
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. You can do it toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And by the way, SACL CAI has been behind this show for as long as I can recall. I mean, it's been a long time that Jason Osborne and the crew over there has been helping us out and, you know, getting the word out about Free Talk Live. And SACL, of course, does really wonderful work when it comes to collections, which is something you probably don't want to do if you run a business. You don't want to deal with collections. You can handle it by letting SACL CAI take care of it for you. You can visit their website through ours. Just go to freetalklive.com. The banner column's on the right-hand side of the page. Just click the top banner for SACL CAI. Jeffrey Tucker, still in the studio.
That's right.
Thank you for sitting in with me. I want to talk more about you and what you're doing here in a moment. But Bobby D. is on the line, and I want to see what Bobby D. has to say. Listening in Florida, and Bobby D., if I can press the buttons correctly, there you are. You're on Free Talk Live, and we're live from the Liberty Forum.
Hello, Ian, and I'm glad Mac isn't there anymore, but this is Bobby Dooley from the Western Homeowners Estate.
Bobby Dooley from, Western Homeowners Estates. Very good. Go ahead.
Yes, now listen, is Mac around? He was such a good host. I'm sad that
he's
not there.
He's no longer with us, I'm afraid.
Oh, Mac was so great. Now, listen, I wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I know Steve feels the same way, my husband, that we are now turned on to this idea of liberty, and we're considering moving to your Liberty State up there.
Well, that's a fine idea.
I must say, we made some changes. As the president of the Homeowners Estate, we have CC and Oz, which I think you appreciate, the gated community. Right?
I don't really. I would prefer to live in a place that doesn't have homeowners restrictions. I'm not into that at all. But I think people should be free to make those choices for themselves. And, you know, Bobby, you sound familiar. I feel like I've heard you on another radio show. Do you call the Phil Hendry show fairly often?
Phil and I, we go way back. He's a good person.
You do.
But I'm afraid he's not as liberty-oriented as we are, and that we're into the Australian...
I know you, Bobby Dooley. You are not liberty-oriented. You can't fool me.
No, listen. I want to tell you, we have removed every stop sign in the Western Homeowners Estate and replaced them with video cameras to increase liberty in our community. And that's a very liberty-oriented situation now.
Bobby Dooley, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. For those that don't know, that's one of Phil Hendry's characters, and that was not actually Phil Hendry calling the show, but it was a fairly decent impression of a Phil Hendry character. For those who are unaware, Jeffrey, are you familiar with the Phil Hendry show?
No, I'm not, but I'm intrigued by his point about homeowners associations and your opposition to them.
I can't say I'm a big fan.
Yeah, no, I understand this, but, you know, there's something to say for them. As an alternative to the state.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, you know...
Well, those neighborhood Nazis have to go somewhere.
Yeah, Rob, well, I guess that's right. I mean, and they can be a pain in the neck, but one good thing about it is that, of course, everybody's an owner. And when you get together in the homeowners association meetings and you're trying to decide whether to have a shrubbery, you know, on this, you know, or, you know, a new...
I can't imagine.
It's absurd. Whether or not people are allowed to put, you know, whether things you jump on, a trampoline, you know,
those
can be in view, or, you know, whether the guy's allowed to paint his door blue or whatever. And people can get very upset. But what's interesting about those meetings and educational in a way, is that ideology doesn't matter. All that matters is increasing the value of the property. Now, that's interesting to me. So it doesn't matter, like...
Well, their perception of the value.
Yeah,
right?
And they could be wrong, right? But...
It's more valuable to me to have the freedom rather than, as I was talking with somebody earlier, they were looking at getting a house in a neighborhood, and it was 700 pages, the HSA.
No, it can be absurd. But all I'm saying is that there's far less conflict and a homeowners association.
Have you been to these?
Yeah, and I've been to them, and it's very interesting to me because I'll be next to people sort of on the same side on the shrubbery question or whatever, knowing that they're a full-blown socialist or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean by politics doesn't quite matter in that context. Everybody is more or less on the same page. We all want our property values to be as high as possible and protected as possible. We have different ideas about how to do that.
Sure.
But it changes the whole decision-making process if people are owners of things.
No doubt. They've got the vested interest.
That's interesting. May not be the best model for organizing, you know, and I mean, if I had my preference, I would not have one at all. But if you're going to have these kind of associations, you definitely want people to have a stake in the outcome. I guess that's what I'm... And that's just the problem with democracy, really.
It is.
Is that people really don't have a stake in the outcome. I mean, what are they voting for?
Very little
for?
Will affect you. Now, you know, what would be interesting, Jeffrey, would be to get a bunch of these liberty people people and have them in the same neighborhood right. and actually like put a video camera in to watch what kind of conflicts would come up, because you know they would be totally different. I don't know what the Liberty people would be disagreeing about in there, but they would, because some of the conversations you'll hear at a Liberty forum at this event are so esoteric.
Right.
You know,
right.
The average person outside of this movement would have no clue or no interest in a lot of the things that are being discussed.
Well,
here.
Most of the things being discussed in homeowners associations are dreadfully boring and tedious, you know, and like you fall asleep, you know. In fact, you don't even want to go to these damn meetings
because they're
so miserable. You know?
That's what the control freaks want. They don't want you to go to their homeowners association.
That's probably right. And it's awful the way people will, you know, just hector, you know, the deviant, you know, anybody who's a slight deviant within the community, you know, like, oh, you put your trash out like one day early, you know, or something like that, and suddenly everybody's against you, you know, and denouncing you for lowering their property values.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's control freaks, you know, but it's not coercive. It's just
that's true.
Sort of vaguely collectivist in some way. Yeah.
So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The Phil Hendry Show is what I was mentioning before, and, you know, he's one of my favorite talk show hosts. Worth a listen. He's actually got a podcast that he's put online now, and what the guy does is he actually talks to himself throughout the whole show, and the way he does the show is he has a phone handset in his hand. He's got his other hand on his microphone slider, and he'll put the microphone slider down, then speak into the phone handset in a different voice, doing a character voice, then a moment later, put the handset away from him, speak into his actual microphone, and he's literally talking to himself. And so he'll bring on guests like Bobby Dooley, who just ostensibly called our show, and the guest will take the most absurd, ridiculous position you can imagine on whatever the issue of the day might be, and he basically opens up his phones, and it's almost like radio trolling, because he's basically pulling one over on his audience. If you don't know the gimmick of the show when you tune into it, you will have no idea that he's talking to himself. You'll think he's actually got a real person on the line, and they're just saying the most outrageous things. And it's the reactions from the callers that are really some of the best parts of the show.
This is sort of taking the institution of the sock puppet that you sometimes see on forums or Wikipedia or something like that, right?
Yeah, it's a great show.
And putting it into audio form, yeah.
Exactly.
Very clever.
Jeffrey Tucker is here. He's the president?
Well, I think, you know, they gave me a choice of titles, and I changed them all the time. For now, I'm executive editor. So
at
I like that one for now. Right.
LFB.com? Is that the website?
.org.
.org, I apologize.
Yeah.
No,
I'm thinking about suing that .com.
What is it if you go to the .com?
No, I think it's just some sort of Google bait or something.
Okay.
I just think I should own that. Shouldn't I
go totally should.
Yeah, go to the UN or something like that? Yeah.
LFB.org. I've been to the site before. It's a great site. All kinds of liberty-oriented books, laissez-faire books. We'll continue. Maybe talk a little bit more about that. I know we've also got more guests coming up here in moments. Jeffrey Tucker. I don't recall who the next guest is. Mark, who is now an intern for the show, he's trying to get his job back. He's running around digging up guests. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can take control of the airwaves here with Jeffrey Tucker. More in moments.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're here live at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the 2013 edition. Always excited to be here amongst people who are of a like mindset. Of course, I live in New Hampshire full time, so I get this all the time to some extent. There's always people around in my community who love the ideas of freedom, and you can have that for yourself too. Go to freestateproject.org, get signed up, and then make the plan to make the move. You don't have to wait until 20,000, and thank goodness people didn't wait, because if they had waited, we'd have none of these early on successes. We wouldn't have any of the momentum that that we currently do, and the project probably would have fizzled. But we've had almost a thousand people make the move here. There are over 1,000 people here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and they are getting things done. They're getting active in politics. They're getting active doing civil disobedience, doing outreach. So much goes on here, and it can only get better as more people come. I mean, we've got 1,000 people here. What's it going to be like when 5, 10, 15,000, 20,000 liberty-minded people are here in New Hampshire and active? It's mind-boggling to really even think about what that will mean for the future of freedom, at least here in New Hampshire. We're going to continue. We've got interesting guests that are here at the Liberty Forum. They'll be sitting in with us, and us tonight is me, Ian, and you, Jeffrey.
That's right.
Good evening. Jeffrey Tucker here, who is involved, one of the primary folks behind Laissez-Faire Books at LFB.org. We've got in our third chair here, Patrick Barron. Now, Patrick, yes. I just happened to meet you today. It's one of those things where you're at Liberty Forum, you're talking with people introduce other people to folks, and Roy, who was a relatively new mover to New Hampshire, came up and introduced you to Mark and myself, and you had an interesting story to tell about running for political office and some of the things you learned about.
Right. Yeah, I've designed a website called DefiningTheMachine.com, and basically I ran as an independent for Congress in 2010.
In what state?
Massachusetts, okay. Third Congressional District. Gotcha. A long-time incumbent, Democratic incumbent, Massachusetts, very blue. And basically I started researching how the money flows flows within Congress and why gridlock exists. Everybody talks about gridlock, everybody talks about partisanship, but then when you say, well, why is it there, that's where it breaks down. So I spent the last 2 years researching why gridlock exists, the history of gridlock, is it really there, what causes it, and are there solutions to it?
What'd you learn?
It's there, it's real, and it's basically based on money and how the money flows. So when a new member gets elected to Congress, they think they're going to be independent to their constituents, and in reality, they get in and they're assigned immediately a $100,000 debt to the parties. It's called party dues or member dues. Then they're told by the party where to go get the money, so they have to fundraise.
So you won, pay up?
Yeah. You won, pay up. So by doing that, you're now in debt to the party leadership and you're in debt to the donors. On top of that, the way you get committee assignments is they're basically purchased. There's actually assigned fees for committee assignments. So they start at $200,000 for lower ranking members. And if you're chairman of the House Finance Committee, it's going to be several million dollars.
This is not understood at all in the public. I mean, people are not even curious about this. But in the break, you were talking about how this new system came about in 1996 as a result of Newt Gingrich's reforms. I knew something happened then.
Right.
What was it?
Well, pre-96, committees were designed based on seniority. So it was a very decentralized process. So people became chairmen of committees by way of being there for 10, 12 years. So they learned to negotiate with other members of the committees. So the power base within Washington was based in the committees and decentralized. When Newt Gingrich and the Republicans came in 96, Newt Gingrich wanted to press the Contract with America agenda that he had. And I give him credit for his management styles. He realized he needed to not have a decentralized process and centralized power back to the party. And the way of doing that is you added term limits into committee members. So now, instead of raising up to seniority and having a diversified system, you had the leadership picking and choosing who would be committee chairs and representing from positions of strength.
But Gingrich basically wanted to disable the power of the radicals that were coming in office at the time, right?
Right.
It wasn't just about centralization. It was about controlling the agenda.
Exactly. Well, this is how they do it, because they get to pick. There's 22 votes on getting onto a chairmanship, and the speaker controls 5 of those votes.
Right.
Yeah. And the deputy chair controls 2 of them. So 7 out of 22 votes are controlled by 2 people. So basically, you have to cater to the party leadership to get the assignments to begin with.
Else you don't get to do favors for your political buddies who got you into office.
Exactly. And actually, in 96, to get on the House Finance Committee, you literally physically had to sign an agreement saying that you would never go against party leadership on any bills that came across. So you signed away your vote. So you're absolutely not.
People think they're voting for independent representatives, but they're not. And they get there, and suddenly they find themselves completely and hawked to the party and wholly owned.
Right.
And it reminds me a lot about that show I've been watching on television.
Yes, I've heard. Several people have asked me about it. House of Cards. I haven't seen it, but 5 people have asked today.
I'm not familiar.
House of Cards. Okay. Yeah. It's basically what you're describing. Is that right?
I haven't seen it, so I can't tell you.
Okay.
Well, it's terrifying.
Well, no, it's exactly what he said. I mean, it's just terrifying. You think maybe that there's a chance that the guy you're voting for is going to vote his conscience or do what his constituents want, but essentially they're all owned by the party leadership, which in turn is oftentimes owned by the White House and the whole system that we're opposed to, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
How did you end up getting those numbers? I mean, $100,000 is a very specific number.
Yeah.
How'd you learn that?
Basically through research. It's out there. There's dozens and dozens and dozens of articles about this. If you go to my website, definethemachine.com, you can find links to the articles. If you just go to Bing and search member dues, you're going to find hundreds of articles.
Definethemachine.com. So is it like, somebody that ran for office that got elected and was shocked and they actually kind of did an expose on this? I mean,
no, I just started researching it myself.
Okay.
I started researching it myself, partly because when I ran, my opponent had run unopposed 7 times, yet he had raised $2.5 million and given it away. So I said, why would you raise money and give money away if you have no opponent? So that started me down the road.
Huh.
And then when I read an article about how you got committee assignments, and it was through loyalty and commitment. I said, well, what's loyalty and commitment? And it turns out it's basically ideology and money. Yeah. So
it sounds like you're doing more good in out of office than in, don't you think? I mean, this is very valuable information. I mean, people need to find out about this stuff.
Yeah.
This is the way the system actually works.
Yeah.
It shatters a lot of myths that people are reading in their civics textbooks.
Absolutely. People think they're voting for people that can be independent. The people going in think they're going to be independent, and they want to be independent.
Surprise.
And it's surprise. They don't even know. When I was running, there was 5 Republicans in the race, and not one of them knew of this issue.
But why is this system persisting? I mean, it was implemented in 1996, and it's still with us. What are the prospects that it'll get upended at any point in the future?
Well, I'm trying to do that. That's why I'm here. Yeah. First, you have to educate people. People have to know it exists, and they don't know it exists. They know the gridlock.
What can people do? I mean, what I mean is, will it ever change from within?
Probably not. Probably not. What I'm trying to do is, as part of my website, I actually mail out to all prospective candidates a congressional independence pledge, which basically explains the process about what they're walking into.
Here's what to expect.
And pledge not to do it. So ideally, now they're walking in educated so they don't fall into the trap. On top of it, I try to educate the public through forums like this so you can ask your candidates, because when your candidate's there at the candidate's night saying, I'm going to be independent, you can say, well, you're actually going to pay $100,000, you're going to buy your committee seats. Do you think that's wrong? And are you going to do it?
Aren't they just going to lie to you? I mean, is that what happens? They're just going to say, well, no, of course I'm going to be independent. And then it's the backroom deals and all that kind of stuff. It's
probably
not really public, right?
Yeah, I imagine it'll happen a fair amount of times. But at the same time, unless they're talking about and committing to it, you can't hold them accountable. If they're not even talking about it, they're just going to do it.
DefiningTheMachine.com. Now, what brought you to the Liberty Forum this weekend? How did you find out about this?
Actually, through a friend of mine, Brad Wyatt, who does a lot of Liberty work out of Oyster, Mass. And I just found it on the website and thought it would be a good forum to come up to. I've never been here. It's been great, though. It's been a great experience.
Hey, let me ask you a very interesting question. It's something that's intrigued me, but since you seem to understand this process, you know, Aaron Schwartz, the digital activist, he defeated this bill called SOPA, right? Through flooding the House and the Senate with emails in opposition. And that seems to be more and more possible, you know, with these new open source packages that allow this kind of digital activism.
Right.
Do you think this works?
I do, which is kind of why I'm taking the same approach. It's not the digital approach and the onslaught, but again, I'm going straight for the candidates. I'm going for the public to go straight at the candidates. They have to press the issue to the candidate that this is the identified problem. Are you going to do it?
Do you think it works better than any other strategy? I mean, this is it's newly available, right?
Right.
We can flood these people. We can get millions of messages to them. We can terrify them, right?
Right. You can bring things to light that couldn't come to light before. So I think it's very effective where it goes and how it ultimately works and how they find the workarounds. Yeah. There's always workarounds to what they do. Who knows? But I think it's a very good way of approaching it.
Yeah, it seems like it has more hope than anything else I've heard of, actually.
I personally don't think there's any hope whatsoever for Washington.
I tend to agree, but SOPA was stopped.
Yes.
And things are being stopped, actually.
Well, the publicity,
these radical methods.
Yeah, the publicity is helping stop these things, right? Because they don't want the light shown on their nasty activities, and they'll back down at least for a little while, and then they'll pass it in the middle of the night.
They try again the next session.
Patrick Barron, thanks for coming on. DefiningTheMachine.com, your website. People can learn a lot more about this.
Yes,
right. Appreciate you being here. Glad you're enjoying the Liberty Forum. We're going to continue.
Great.
Jeffrey Tucker still here, planning on sticking around.
Sure.
All right. More with Jeffrey Tucker in moments. 855-453. If you'd like to get on the lines here, maybe you've got a question for him. We can take your calls. You can bring up anything you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Fall in love.
with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neoferra. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neoferra.com, spelled Neoferra.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neoferra.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the 2013 edition, as we are here every single year. Always get to talk to interesting people, and in some cases, we get interesting people as co-hosts, as we are right now. Jeffrey Tucker is here from Laissez-Faire Books. LFB.org is where you can go to order all kinds of interesting paperback
materials.
And join
the club, too. We have a club you can join.
Tell me about that.
Well, it's like if you go to a bar and they say, well, I'm sorry, you have to pay a cover. And you pay cover, mm-hmm. and then all your drinks are on the house for all night.
Okay.
So that's what we do.
So you pay a cover and you get what,
right.
Free books
and, you know, forums and all sorts of book summaries, and, you know, we bombard you with services. That's the idea.
So cool.
It's a new model. I'd like to think that we're the Spotify of libertarian literature.
Okay. I'll take that.
Okay.
So LFB.org.
If you don't know what that means, look it up. Google it.
What's fresh? Like, give me something quick. What's fresh over at LFB.org besides the club?
Listen,
like,
I just came out with a book, a brand new book today. It's the first study of the life and work of Leonard Reed. Do you know who that is?
I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay. He's the founder.
He's a talk show host.
No, it doesn't matter. No, it's fine. But, I mean, he's your benefactor. He was the founder of the Foundation for Economic Education.
He
founded it in 1947. An intellectual giant. Yep. And unfortunately, he's forgotten until today because of this book, and it's a brilliant book, and we just came out with it. It's by Garrett Gallus,
and it's called what?
Well, it's called Apostle of Peace.
Like it.
Yeah.
All right, LFB.org. Go there to learn more. And we've got a special guest here on our third microphone, Julie Borowski.
Hey, what's going on?
Is also known as the token libertarian girl.
Yes.
And you are a very controversial lady.
About that.
Well, that's what I've definitely heard. I mean, you put out a video recently which really kind of stirred things up. But does that happen for you a lot when you do that?
Well, you know, I like to, you know, shake some stuff up, you know, challenge the libertarian establishment, what I like to call it.
Libertarian? Is there such a thing? Actually, libertarian establishment?
I like to think there
is. I mean, are we that far along? Do we have an establishment?
Now, tell me a little bit about your story. The first time I came across you was, I run freekeen.com. It's my blog, and there's a YouTube channel there, and I saw one of your comments on a video. I think you had commented on one of the, I don't know which video it was. We got a bunch of them.
You have a really cool song that I commented on.
Oh, God. Which song was it?
I don't remember. I like this song.
Was it the Call Me Maybe thing or something else?
I don't think so.
Well, anyway, you commented on it, and I saw a token libertarian girl. I thought, I'll check that out. So I clicked on your name, and you've got all these videos. You do a video blog, basically. And how often are you putting videos out?
I try to do about once a week,
mm-hmm.
my spare time.
And how many subscribers are you up to so far? Get real close to that, Mike, if you don't mind.
I think over 20,000 subscribers now.
That's incredible.
I've got like 2,000.
Yeah, no. No, Julie is extraordinarily talented. I mean, she really, look at your videos. It's astonishing what you're able to do. And you do all this stuff yourself.
Yes.
You do all the editing and everything.
Everything, and writing, filming, editing. It's not part of your job. No. Something I do on my show.
And what inspired you to start that?
I was just looking at a lot of YouTube channels, especially entertainment channels, like Jenna Marbles, if you know who that is.
I've heard of her.
And I just said, well, you know what? Why can't I do this about libertarian ideas? You know, people just in their bedrooms with their cameras posting videos. Mm-hmm. And how about let's do this about libertarianism and spread the message that way?
Did you have any specialized training in media?
Oh, gosh, no. I didn't even know how to post a video online.
Wow.
So you're self-taught.
I guess.
And you know, how did you become 20,000 subscribers? How long have you been doing this?
About a year and a half now. I just kept making videos mm-hmm. once a week.
And were there some of them that just kind of went viral and blew up, and that's how you ended up getting all the attention?
I think I have one kind of viral video. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw it, but Lena Dunham, she has this show called Girls, and she made this video for Obama called My First Time,
okay,
comparing her first time voting to losing her virginity, and it was just really gross. And I said, you know what, I'm going to make a parody of this from another young woman's perspective about why Obama is terrible, and I think that kind of went viral.
Julie, let me ask you. Now, you work for FreedomWorks, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what do your employers think about this nights and weekends job of yours?
I think they like it now that it became popular. People know who I am because I didn't expect it to become popular.
So it's added to your personal capital, to your professional, credibility.
I think so. Most people know me because of YouTube.
So that's very interesting, actually, and yet it's not part of your job, but you become more valuable as a person to your employers.
I hope so.
Yeah.
What were you talking about today in your session? I've been working all day at the Free Keen table, so I haven't had a chance to really go and see anybody speak. What was your topic?
My topic was basically how to spread the message of liberty through social media,
mm-hmm.
and I just want to kind of encourage people to put themselves out there, whether it be YouTube or blogs or Twitter. You have something to say, post it.
Julie, how do you handle the criticism? Has that alarmed you? Did it shake you up the first time?
You know, I was expecting to get criticism from, you know, Republicans, Democrats, statists, but I've gotten a lot of criticism from libertarians, which I found kind of weird. But
so how do you deal with that? Does it shake you up? Does it make you nervous? Does it alarm you?
I think it did at first when people uh-huh. got really personal. Now it doesn't so much. You know, I say, well, you know, I care.
You got to.
Yeah, no, you really do get thick skin. And I say, you know, I do care what a certain, you know, I care what my family thinks about me. And as long as they think I'm doing a good job, then it doesn't really matter because I just do what I say what I want
to
say.
Do you fight back? Do you respond to your critics quickly and without emotion? Are you just like, oh,
sometimes, you know, I don't want to punch down, but I try to be polite.
So how old are you, if I can ask that?
I'm 24 years old. I know I look really young.
So, you know, you're still relatively young.
Yeah.
And you brought so many people on board with your YouTube channel, putting out one video a week. I mean, this is an incredible success story. Is there a way to monetize this? I mean, are you making money at doing the YouTube thing, or is it just like an activism thing?
I do make a little bit of money through ads, but, I mean, it's not anything, you know.
Right.
I can't live off of it.
Something very interesting that happened, actually. Julie brought me over to FreedomWorks, and she interviewed me at length on entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
I thought, well, this is a very nice, you know, young intern or whatever. And it was, you know, a couple of weeks later, I found out that you're like a giant, you know, a superstar. And I thought, well, I should be interviewing you. So I'm glad
here you are.
I've turned. That's a funny. Wonderful thing. Yeah.
Well, now's your chance. What else do you want to ask her? We've got her for 5 more minutes.
Well, what do you see? What would you recommend for other people just getting into this world? Do you think other people ought to be making? Do you think it's a good thing to get YouTube followers and to get Twitter followers and do the things that you're doing? Do you think it's good for your life and for your career and for the cause?
I absolutely think it's great to get into YouTube. I know there's a lot of people trying to break into the liberty movement and they're trying to get careers,
mm-hmm.
and there's so many people out there. You know, making a YouTube channel really kind of stands you out and says to your employers, I can actually do something, and I have a good message, and I'm a good spokesperson.
But what is it about you that made you do it and others not?
I just kind of decided to do it. I was like, I'm just going to put myself out there.
What did you, how did, let's go back a little further. How did you become, you know, the token libertarian girl? How did you get into the liberty movement in the first place?
I guess the short answer is Ron Paul. I have a video.
2008, Ron Paul?
2007, actually. Okay. I have a video on this. Basically, I kind of grew up a neoconservative Republican, hardcore. And then in high school, I realized that Republicans weren't what they said they were. They weren't about limited government whatsoever, limiting spending, constitution. It was kind of a bunch of bull. And I came politically apathetic at that point.
Sure.
And then when I was 18, I heard Ron Paul speak for the first time. Ooh. And it just kind of opened up my mind. I was like, oh my gosh.
It sparked that idealism, right? Yeah. Made you want to get involved again.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's so, not all a trick. There's some ideals, some principles that mm-hmm. we're fighting
exactly.
for. Right.
Now, is this your first time in New Hampshire?
My first time in New England.
Oh, really?
New Hampshire, okay. Yeah.
Where are you from? I mean, where did you come from?
I grew up in Maryland. Now I'm in D.C.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear about that.
She's in D.C., but not of it.
What do you think about your experience so far at the Liberty Forum?
It's my first day here, but everybody's really friendly and just mm-hmm. nice, and it's good to see so many people that have a common interest with me.
You don't see that in D.C.?
You do a little bit, yeah. but not to the extent, no.
What do you think about the whole thing going on here, where the idea is that, look, to heck with what the politicians, what they're doing, let's just try our best to live a freer life. What do you think about that whole attitude, that movement, that push?
I think that's good. I think there's a bunch of different strategies to promote liberty. I know somebody told me this today. Let's say we're trying to plan a trip to California, and you want to take one highway, and I want to take one highway.
Mm.
That doesn't mean we're wrong. We just have different strategies of getting there and promoting
right.
liberty.
Right. So it's not to the exclusion of what you're doing.
No,
in
and
Washington,
nobody's
right.
my enemy here. If you don't want to be involved in politics, that's fine. That's yeah. great. Just let's promote the liberty in different ways, and that's fine.
Yeah. Do you see yourself staying with your current profession for a long time, or maybe going into film?
Oh, I don't even know. I mean, it's really hard to say because I didn't think this YouTube thing would take off whatsoever.
She's like a YouTube star.
You can't
she really
these
is.
Things.
No, she's amazing. Julie Borowski, I mean, she you're like this heavyweight. I mean, people talk about you. You have this epic reputation, you know. And then they meet you and they think, wow, that's Julie. I mean, you know, she's, you know.
Are you going to be here for the rest of the weekend, or are you getting out soon? Or?
Unfortunately, I have to leave tomorrow, go back to work. We're having
superstar,
a conference.
Total superstar.
No, I wish I could
she's
say
in heavy
I was
demand. And she's thanks. Got, I think she's chartered an airplane home.
Julie, thank yeah. you for coming on.
Thank
Free
you
Talk.
For having me.
Appreciate it. That's Token Libertarian Girl, her channel on YouTube. Go look for her there. And we'll come back with hour number three in moments of Free Talk Live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.